Okay. So we'll call it, I guess, is the Gether Tosefas Mocha. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the term, but no, it's an honor for me to have been requested to give this, you know, the extra shiur. We'll try to almost finish. We're probably not going to finish, but almost finish and get through some more inyana. So we're in the middle of discussing, we discussed the issue about Birchas Torah applying to different types of Torah. That was a discussion, Machlokes Amoraim in the Gemara. We analyzed the nature of that Machlokes, and then we transitioned from type of Torah to type of Limud HaTorah. So the one issue within type of Limud HaTorah that we discussed is the issue of Hirur Divrei Torah, Machlokes, famous Machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon, and then we basically ended off with, you know, some nice ideas as well. Fine. But the next issue that relates to the type of Limud HaTorah, in addition to the issue of Hirur Divrei Torah, is the issue of Derech Tachanunim, as it's called by the Poskim. Basically, the issue is, let's say someone is reading Psukim as part of Tefillah. That's the classic example given is the Slichos. We know Slichos, a lot of times, is recited before davening. So the question is, and in Slichos, there are many Psukim recited. So the question is, is a Birchas HaTorah required before the recitation of Psukim, right? Even if it's al derech tfila, al derech tachanunim, and not al derech, you know, limud HaTorah. So again, in line with what we're going to do, let's just present the analysis. Let's present the analysis before getting to the shitos themselves. So again, you have to analyze this in light of the various approaches. So within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, right? So within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, the clear koveya is going to be whether this constitutes a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. And we didn't actually skipped this earlier today, but the Gra, right, even the Vilna Gaon, who says that, oh, Maharar B'Divrei Torah is Chayiv, he says it's only when you're being Maharar B'Divrei Torah with in mind to learn Torah, says the Gra. But if, let's say, you're doing a mitzvah before davening, right? And when you're doing the mitzvah, let's say you're thinking about the halachos, so you're thinking about Divrei Torah. But says the Gra, even though you're technically being Maharar B'Divrei Torah, but since you don't have Kavana, L'shem Limud HaTorah, so then basically Birchas HaTorah doesn't apply. So in short, within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, since you're reading the Psukim Al Derech Tefillah and not Al Derech Limud HaTorah, so then seemingly the Birchas HaMitzvah of Birchas HaTorah would not apply. So again, if within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, it would seemingly then basically the recitation of Psukim Al Derech Tefillah, Al Derech Tachanunim, and similarly not require Birchas HaTorah because you're not being Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're just being Mekayim the mitzvah of Tefillah, not Talmud Torah. And you're just using that Gra as a highlight that within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, if you don't have Kavana, the Shem Limud HaTorah, there's not going to be a requirement for a Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. Now transitioning to the Birchas HaShevach approach. And here we're going to see, again, it depends on how your Magdir, the Chiv of Divrei Shevach. So if you take, let's say, the Reb Chaim version, right, according to the Reb Chaim version, is that when, basically, the Chefta Shel Torah is Mechayev Birchas HaTorah, so then it's possible to say, so at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you're reading the Psukim, at the end of the day, you're engaging with Chefta Shel Torah, you're reading Chefta Shel Torah, and if the nature of the Chiyuv is that, oh, Kishem Hashem Akra means if you're reading Chefta Shel Torah, that's Mechayev a Birchas HaTorah, so then perhaps you would say that if you take this perspective on Birchas HaShevach, the Reb Chaim take, that it's the Chefta Shel Torah is Mechayev a Birchas HaTorah, so then it doesn't matter how you're reading, it doesn't matter how you're engaging, it's just the fact that you're engaging in Divrei Torah, doesn't matter whether it's Betur Limud HaTorah or Betur Tachanunim, either way it's going to Mechayev a Birchas HaTorah. So the one sad to Mechayev Birchas HaTorah, even for reading Psukim or Al Derech Tefillah, is to take this Reb Chaim approach that just engaging in Chefta Shel Torah is Mechayev a Birchas HaTorah. So that's one side within Birchas HaShevach. But the other side within Birchas HaShevach is the Ramban's version. And if you recall, the Ramban in Shichas HaEsen is very much focused on the Havanas HaTorah. The idea is that, oh, if you understand that Torah, that the understanding of Torah gives an understanding of what it takes to merit Olam Haba. Oh, I took the sheet out. Anyone has the lashon from today? The Ramban. See the Ramban, I think, towards the beginning. Right, the Ramban has that lashon that it's the... I have it here. Right, Vahodi Enu Hamasim Haritsuyim Lefanov. Basically, through learning Torah, we understand what it takes to merit Olam Haba. So that seems to be focused on Havana, right? Through understanding the content of Torah, through Limada Torah, you understand, right, what it takes to merit Olam Haba. But if you're just reading Psukim al Derech Tefillah, you're not focusing really on, you know, the implications of those Psukim in terms of, you know, Maisei Mitzvahs, etc., so then perhaps on that side of Shevach, you would not require Birchas Torah before the recitation of Psukim al Derech Tachrim. So again, in short, and I'll take Nadav's question, in short, within Birchas HaMitzvah approach, it seems to be pashut that you would not require Birchas Torah, and within the Birchas HaShevach approach, it really depends. Is the Birchas HaShevach, is the chiyuv of Divrei Shevach al Divrei Torah, right, mugdar in terms of, oh, engaging al Divrei, in Divrei Torah is mechayev a Birchas Torah, then perhaps even al Derech Tachonunim, or is it the focus like the Ramban, in terms of like Havana Sa Torah, that, oh, when you understand Torah, then thereby understand, you know, Ma'aseh Mitzvah. So then, according to that, if you're just reading the Pesukim al Derech Tachanunim, presumably there would be no chiyuv. Yeah.
According to Ramban, it's all about understanding Tamei Mitzvah.
That's what it sounds like, or not even Tamei Mitzvahs, or just understanding halachos, or just, you know, understanding the mitzvahs. I mean, Tamei Mitzvahs can say, "Oh, that's like the reason behind mitzvahs." But the Ramban can just like to know what the mitzvahs are to then merit, you know, Olam Haba.
So according to Ramban, learning Nach is not Limud Torah.
Again, presumably, again, if you see learning, like, this is interesting perspective, learning Nach, but if you understand that learning Nach is a way to understand different Torah values, so that also connects to understanding Torah values, understanding how to live one's life. What?
So then tefillah is also Torah value.
But again, maybe davening is a Torah value, but are you getting Torah values out of the psukim you recite?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. Maybe. I wouldn't think that's the pashtus, but okay, maybe you can make an argument. Is that right?
Huh? Yeah. Well,
it's one more time.
If you need kavana, what about the Torah Shabbat, which doesn't need kavana? You should read the milim and the
you're saying in terms of how you fit into the Ramban?
Yeah. That would be.
Uh huh. You're saying the Shulchan Aruch Harav presents a possibility of limud Torah Shebichsav without any Havana. You're saying that wouldn't work. You're saying that wouldn't work as well with the Ramban. So again, we don't know what the Ramban's perspective on that is. So if you're pointing out the Shulchan Aruch Harav's perspective on limud Torah Shebichsav would not necessarily align so well with the Ramban's perspective. That's an interesting har. Point, we'll take it. Yeah.
Similar question on the Gro. It seems like the Gro's Hanafa is that when you're learning, you don't really have kavana for. But when you're davening, you don't really have kavana for learning. Right? That you're not really.
Well, again, I mean, the Gra I quoted was really in the context of. It was a different context. I was using it as a mashal. The Gra himself is in the context of if you do a mitzvah, kodem birchas Torah. And when you do the mitzvah, you're thinking, okay, am I doing it correctly? Am I not doing it correctly? Like, oh, what does Shulchan Aruch say on this topic? You know, so he says, you're being maharab by Divrei Torah. He says, basically presents the question, like, so therefore, is it usher to do mitzvahs before Birchas Torah, lest you're maharab by Divrei Torah? He says, no, that's not a problem, because that's not considered Limud Torah. That's not together, you know, the mitzvah of Limud Torah. And I was just quoting the Vilna Gaon for that. I was just using it as a mashal. So once the Vilna Gaon says that the Birchas HaMitzvah approach to Birchas HaTorah says that it's only when you have Kavana, L'Shem Limud HaTorah, to carry that over to Derech Tachanunim, where you similarly don't have Kavana, L'Shem Limud HaTorah, you would presumably say that just like, you know, you don't need Birchas HaTorah before doing a mitzvah, you'd similarly not need Birchas HaTorah before before tefillah. That was my comparison. Okay, so that's the analysis. Now let's go quickly into the makaros themselves. I'll do this quickly because you guys didn't see it, but just to give you an overview of the shitos and to see that this is a very prominent machlokis amongst the poskim, again, which is not surprising given the fact that you have the different approaches take different stands on this. It's not surprising that in the poskim themselves we have two distinct shitos about this. So the first approach is to say that Birchas HaTorah is not required for Derech Tachanunim, for Psukim recited al Derech Tachanunim. So the first makor for this is, again, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch brings two deos about this very question. So the second dea quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Mem Vav, Se'iv Tes, So in Shulchan Aruch, Mem Vav Siv Tes, the second day on the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh Omrim, She'in Lachosh, that you don't have to worry about saying Birchas Torah before these derech the recitation of Pesukim al derech tachununim, Kevan She'inu Omrim Ela derech tachununim. Exactly this factor, since you're not engaging in the Torah, the Torah Limud, but rather al derech tachununim, says the second day in the Shulchan Aruch that a Birchas Torah is not required. Again, which would work out very nicely with the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, or with the Birchas HaShevach approach, if you assume like the Ramban that the focus is on Havana. So in line with the Shulchan Aruch, the second day, you also have the Ramah on that spot. So again, the Ramah there, Alatar, Mem Vav Tes, the Ramah says, yeah, we paskin like the second day. He says, look, the minog of Klal Yisrael is to recite Slichos, right, it's coming up before we know it, is to recite Slichos even before Birchas HaTorah. So says the Ramah, look, you see, and during in Slichos, there's a lot of Psukim that are mentioned. Ramah says, you see, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to not worry about, reciting Birchas HaTorah before you recite Psukim al derech tachunim. So the first approach, the Birchas HaTorah is not required for Psukim al derech tachunim, is the second day in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah who says that we paskin like that second day. Now transitioning quickly to the second approach, which says that Birchas HaTorah is required even for Psukim recited al derech tachanun. So again, based on our analysis, that would work out very nicely with the Birchas HaShevach approach, al atzad, that you take like Reb Chaim's idea that any engagement in Chefetz Shel Torah is going to be mechayev a Birchas HaTorah, regardless of whether it's that engagement is b'tor limud HaTorah or b'tor tefillah, etc. So just in terms of the Mekoros who adopt this second approach, that Birchas HaTorah is required even for al derech tachanunim, is the first Mekor is the Tur. The Tur in Simen Mem Vav says, I never knew this before this, that basically there used to be an old minhag to recite Birchas HaTorah in the middle of Korbanos. So the Torah says, no, that's a problem, because if you're only reciting Birchas HaTorah in the middle of Korbanos, then that means you will have recited many psukim before you got to Birchas HaTorah. And the Torah says, that's a problem, because you can't recite any psukim before Birchas HaTorah. So it says the Torah, right, nearly, that you should recite Birchas HaTorah all the way back in Birchas HaShachar, right, all the way in Birchas HaShachar. He says, like, immediately after Elokai Neshama, again, and then he's Sidurim, sometimes they put the Asher Yatzar, Birchas HaTorah, and then Elokai Neshama. Sometimes they say, actually, I should look at the article. The article says, oh, there are some people who specifically attach Elokai Neshama to Asher Yatzar, to the Smichol Chaverita. So according to that, that's Pashas, what the Torah was saying, is that, right, so that the Seder should be Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, and then Birchas HaTorah. The Torah says, to make sure that you don't recite any psukim, even al derech tachanunim, before Birchas HaTorah. So again, the Torah is clearly adopting the second approach, right, that you can't recite any psukim, right, before Birchas HaTorah, and therefore he says, move it up. So that's the Tur, Simen Mem Vav. And then, along those lines, the Shulchan Aruch, in the first day, paskins like that. Right, the first day in the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yikra psukim kodem Birchas HaTorah, don't recite any psukim before Birchas HaTorah, afa pi shu omram derech tachanunim, even though it's only derech tachanunim, you still shouldn't do it. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'nachon lachush l'svar rishon. So the Shulchan Aruch himself seems to paskin like this first day. We point out the Ramah paskin like the second day, says it wasn't required. But the Shulchan Aruch himself is noted towards this first day, like the Tur, that Birchas Torah should be recited even before Psukim derech tefillah. And in the Levush, the Levush is not on the spot. It's quoted by Nosek Yilo on the spot. But the Levush in Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph. So again, Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph. If Aleph, Levush basically says that, right, Lamaisa, we reached your paskin like this day up. And he says, the Ramah was talking, the Ramah who says that it's fine to recite Birchas HaTorah, right, it's recite Psukim before Birchas HaTorah. That's only according to the other minhag, that Birchas HaTorah was recited in the middle of Karbanos. But we, right, who side with the Torah, that our Nusach, right, of Nusach HaTfilah, is to have Birchas HaTorah following Elokai Neshama, we clearly paskin that Birchas HaTorah, that you shouldn't recite any Psukim before Birchas HaTorah. So Levush goes with this approach. So in short, you basically have this machlokes haposkim about this issue, and we point out it ends up being a very, obviously, halacha l'maaseh it's important, but also conceptually it's important for the perspective on Birchas HaTorah, whether it's focused as a Birchas HaMitzvah or whether it's a Birchas HaShevach, and then within Birchas HaShevach the different nuances will be koveya this question. Yeah. So the Ramah was the first approach. The Ramah said that you don't have to recite Birchas HaTorah before Derech HaTachanunim. Right, because he said, "Oh, look, just the minhag klai with the slichos is to recite slichos before Birchas Torah." So again, in short, the first approach that Birchas Torah is not required for Sukkim Derech Tachanunim is the second day in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. That's the first approach. The second approach that Birchas Torah is required for Derech Tachanunim is the tour, the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold that way, and the Levush. That's the basic breakdown. Okay. So Ankan was, called the third issue in the sugya, which is type of Torah / type of limud Torah, which requires Birchas Torah. Now getting to one of the last issues at least discussed in the Gemara, which is the nusach habrach. So let's read the Gemara inside, and we're going to see what's fascinating is that there are 2/3 different brachos for Birchas Torah. And the obvious question we're going to be bothered by is, Birchas HaTorah is one bracha, meaning should require one bracha. What's this idea of having 2/3 different brachos which comprise Birchas HaTorah? So if everyone can turn to Yudah Aleph Beis, Gemara you guys have all seen, let's just to refresh our memory and to pick up on some of the details. Binyamin, do you mind saying Mai Mevarech?
It's Mai Mevarech.
Alright, so after discussing all the details, Lamaisa, what's the Nusach HaBracha? So the first bracha, at least according to the Girsa of our Gemara, is going to become important, is Asher Kedishanu V'Savet Sivanu La'asok B'Divrei Torah. So we'll see, seemingly focused on the mitzvah component, but we'll get back to that.
Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Ba'achi Harav Noah Hashem Elokeinu Es Divrei Torah Asacha B'Finu B'Fifios Amcha Beis Yisrael V'Ni Anachnu Tetzeinu Tetzei Amcha Beis Yisrael Kolonio Deshmecha V'Oskei Torah Asacha.
Oh. So here you have, when I was referencing 2/3, so here is a big machokas rishonim, about whether Rav Yochanan's bracha, is that just a siyum for the first bracha? So really, up until now, we just read one bracha, and that's actually the shita of Rashi. If you see Rashi, Dirmaschal Rav Yochanan Messiah Bahachi. You see that?
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. So according to Rashi, he sees Rav Yochanan and Shmuel as one bracha. So for Rashi, in total, they're only going to be two brachos, become important. But we're going to see the Baal Amor, who's going to say that no, really there are three brachos, and Rav Yochanan whole, and Rav Yochanan's bracha is a distinct bracha. It's just important to know. We'll get back to this. So the question of whether Rav Yochanan is just a siyum or independent is going to impact whether the total number of psukim, total number of brachos, in the end of the day, are two or three, which can have an impact in terms of certain issues. Fine. And then Rav Amnuna Amar. Okay, right? And then they have a slightly different gears, which the Riv's gears is like Vahadravimnuna, and this third bracha is third/second bracha of Ravimnuna, Zuhi Mu'ula Shabbrachos, that's the best one. And now a strange thing, because that's the best, Hilkach.
Hilkach Lamreo Klakul.
Say all them, which is like a strange fit, right? Because the third one's the best, therefore you say all them. That's a strange transition. Perhaps we'll touch on that. Perhaps we will not. Okay, so those are the 2/3 brachos. And the obvious question that we have to deal with is, why are there multiple brachos? There should just be one bracha and Shalom Yisrael. What's this idea of having multiple brachos? And again, we're going to have to analyze this in light of the different issues. So the one of the mahalachim that's going to come very in handy for this question is what we reference as the fourth mahalach at the beginning of the sugya, which was the multiple dinim approach. And really, right, the impetus, the driving force behind the multiple dinim approach was the fact that, look, you see these multiple brachos, it sounds like they're multiple dinim at play. And we're going to see there several different versions of this multiple dinim approach. Again, really coming off to answer this question of why are there multiple brachos? So say this for this group of mafarshim that akaracha there must be that within Birchas HaTorah it's not only shabach or mitzvah or nenin, it's some combination thereof, as reflected by the multiple brachas. So part of this will just be a chazara. We saw this earlier, and one hosafa. So again, we're going to see three different versions of this multiple dinim approach, and trying to, you know, contend with the multiple brachas. So one version was the Bach. Right? This is a chazara. The Bach says, again, assuming the two brachos like Rashi, the Bach says, so the first bracha, which is focused on la'asok asher k'dishan mitzvah v'tzivan or la'asok b'divrei Torah, seems to be focused on mitzvah. So the Bach says, first bracha is all birchas ha-mitzvah. Then asher bachar banu, says the Bach, is a birchas ha-shevach. So the Bach, you know, basically addresses this issue of why there are multiple brachos, by saying, oh, there are multiple dinim, it's a birchas ha-mitzvah and a birchas ha-shevach. And again, the fact that the Bach assumes that there are only two brachos, again, aligns with Rashi, assuming that Rav Yochanan is Messiah in Baha, right? Is just a Siyum Ba'alma, and according to many poskim, you should therefore say V'ha'arevna, you should connect them with a Vav, because it's really all one. So again, the Bach assumes that there's Sacha Kol, there are only two. One, the first one is a Berachas HaMitzvah, second one is a Berachas HaShevach. Yeah.
So it seems like, according to the Bach's interpretation, which we said aligns with Rashi, it would seem like Rashi, when he would get up to do Shinun before his mind, he should only say Lasso, be a matir, and he wouldn't say Shevach Rabbanu, which is Shevach.
Well, we don't know, and you know, when we were aligning the Bach with Rashi, you're only with the Rashi's perspective that it's two brachos instead of three brachos. We don't know about the other, meaning the Bach is not taking a stand on the other, okay, the other sheet, the other Maisa of Rashi. That's something else. I just meant in terms of this local Rashi, in terms of the two versus three. That's important. Well, the second version of this multiple dinim approach is the Kilos Yaakov. Right? This is the Binyamin's Kilos Yaakov. Right? This idea where along the lines of the Bach, the stipler says that the first bracha is a birchas ha-mitzvah, and the second bracha, instead of it being in a shevach like the Bach says, he says it's a birchas hanenin, along the lines of the birchas hanenin approach, given that, right, the chilak in Talmud Torah is the hana, is the gishmak. So the disciple accepts, right, the first bracha is birchas mitzvah, second bracha is a birchas hanenin, again, like the Bach and Rashi, in the sense that he's assuming that it's only a total of two brachos. A third version of this, which again, I wasn't able to find this time around, but I heard this, let me know if you're familiar with this, I heard this, like, you know, years ago, so I'm just going to quote it generally, B'Shem Sir Nachronim, who say that there are three brachos, and it's all three. First one's a birchos ha-mitzvah, Shek L'Shem Mitzvah Mitzvahnu La'asog B'Divrei Torah, there, and they say, V'harevna, what's V'harevna all about? The enjoyment, so they say, that's K'neged birchos ha-nanin. And then the third one, Asher Bachar Banu, that's Divrei Shevach. So again, at the moment I'm forgetting, you know, who says this. I wasn't able to, you know, find it, but I know there are certain Achronim who say that, again, address the multiple brachos by, number one, assuming that there are three brachos, like the Baal Mor, as we'll see in a moment, but assuming that the three different brachos, each one is connected at different times. So the first one is a birchos ha-mitzvah, second one is a birchos ha-nenin, third one is a birchos ha-shevach, which is, you know, beautifully puts together, you know, all the different, you know, the whole sugya, but, you know, but that's definitely a perspective that I've heard, before. Again, if anyone, any of us, you know, come across who this Achron is, you know, always, you know, feel free to reach out and to remind me. So again, that was within the multiple dinim approach. Again, is clearly able to address the multiple brachos by saying, oh, each bracha reflects a different din. But now where the hard work comes in is to understand, let's say, the other approaches which say there's one din. So let's go through it. So within the Birchas HaShevach approach, it's not so difficult. Because within the Birchas HaShevach approach, the way you can address there being multiple brachos is how? Within the Birchas HaShevach approach, how would you address the fact there are multiple brachos? Exactly, you're focusing on different aspects of Shevach. So the fact that, right, if you take the Birchas HaShevach approach, the fact that you have multiple brachos, it's not so crazy, because, you know, sometimes you have, you know, there are, each brachos is focusing on a different aspect of Shevach regarding Divrei Torah. So it's not such a difficult kasha, as difficult as it is within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. But let's just now see Rishonim and the Mekoros, who seem to adopt this Birchas HaShevach approach, again, within the context of the Nusach HaBracha. So the first Rishonim are the Rif and the Rambam. As we referenced before, when we were reading our Nusach in the Gemara, basically our Girsa of the Gemara is that the first Bracha is the Girsa of La'asok B'Divrei Torah. The Rif and the Rambam famously have an alternative girsa. Actually, they might reference it on the side. Actually, the Rav Kiyager and the Gilyon HaShas references it. Anyone see it? What is it? Not Lasok, but rather? It's Al Divrei Torah.
That's why it could fit with
Exactly. So the way it's understood by many is that the Rif and the Rambam are specifically changing from La'asok, which sounds like mitzvah, and changing it to Al Divrei Torah, which sounds like it's Shvach, Divrei Shevach, Al Divrei Torah. Right? It's being Meshabeach, right? The Torah itself. So the fact that the Rif and the Rambam change the girsa from La'asok to Al Divrei Torah, so one classical understanding of that change is because they're trying to point all the Nisuch HaBrachos, right, in the direction of Divrei Shevach. I should point out that that's not a Mukhrach Diuk, because if anyone is familiar with the Sugya and Psachim, Zayinim Abiz, exactly, there are Birchos HaMitzvos which have the Nisuch of Al. So it's important. So again, it's important. So it could very well be that the Rif and the Rambam are working within the Birchos HaMitzvah, and they're just arguing midine Birchos HaMitzvah, the change from La to Al. And there are the whole Sugya there in terms of what are the criteria for, you know, which Birchos HaMitzvahs get Lim, which one get Al. But many understand the Rif and the Rambam that their Shinoi from La'asok to Al Divrei Torah, again, is a transition to try to focus on Divrei Shevach. And if you recall, our Pshat in the Rambam works out very nicely with this. Because if you recall, when we were trying to understand what were the two din in the Rambam, right? Remember, in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha, Yud and Yud Aleph, the Rambam has two presentations of Birchos HaTorah. The first one is focused on the Matir, and the second one sounds like it's like a positive value to recite Birchos HaTorah, you know, every day. And we were medayik based on a number of factors that the mashmos of the Rambam, based on the placement of Hilchos Tefillah, right, the relationship between the bracha and the subsequent, you know, limud, that we were being medayik that it sounds in the Rambam that it's really focused on Divrei Shevach. That really the Rambam thought that the positive value of Birchas HaTorah, right, over and above the Matir, was Divrei Shevach. So the fact that in our Pshat of the Rambam, that the Rambam was really focused on Divrei Shevach, would work out very nicely that his Shinoi from La'asok B'Divrei Torah to Al Divrei Torah is, again, is a Shinoi trying to transition to focus not on the mitzvah of La'asok B'Divrei Torah, but rather to be Mishabeach, the Chafzah Shal Torah of Al Divrei Torah. So again, the first Makoros in the Rishonim who seem to, you know, focus on Divrei Shevach, perhaps, are the Rif and the Rambam with their girsa of Al Divrei Torah. Another Rishon, fascinating, is a well-known Balamor. But again, you guys didn't see it inside, but it's could I have reference to this. The Balamor, I'm going to turn to Heyam Abayz Bedapi Rif. So the Balamor is a fascinating shita to explain why we have three different brachos. An obvious question is, why do you need three different brachos? So the Baal Mor has a fascinating suggestion. So see the Baal Mor on Hayam and Beis? At least in my old version, you see towards the end of the piece, it says, Hilkach Nimrinu Lekulu. If anyone has the Oz V'Hadar, you can like point to everyone out. You see it? Just make sure that everyone has it. Just make sure everyone sees it. You have to see it to believe it. That's a very important.
Yeah, where's this one?
I don't have the. I think it should be near the. It should be near the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yudal. Same thing as the Rabbeinu Yonah this morning. I learned this morning. It's the Balam Mo'or. You see it? Starts with the Dira Maskel's Mayim Mevarech.
Yeah.
So it's a couple lines in. It's Hilkach Nimrinu Lekulu. You got it? Eli Melech, would you mind?
Hilkach Nimrinu Lekulu.
All right. So he's trying to justify why you're saying all three. So again, number one, he formulates it as three brachos. That's why I was referencing the Baal Amor as the Bar Plukta of Rashi. I want to make sure everyone has it. All right, so right, Baal Amor clearly is the Bar Plukta of Rashi. He says there are three brachos. It's going to be crucial for his pshat. What are the three brachos can I get? So fascinating. So remember we saw the Shaka Vataria, the Amoraim, whether is Birchos are required for just Mikra, is it also Medrash, is it also Mishnah, is it also Gemara? But at the end of the day, we possibly needs for everything. So you would assume that at the end of the day, those Chilukim fall by the wayside. Says the Baal Amor, those Chilukim are still important, Lamaskana, because that's the reason why you have three distinct Brachos. Bracha number one is Keneged Torah. Bracha number two is Keneged Mishnah. And bracha number three is keneged medrash. So each chefetz shel Torah warrants its own bracha, and that's why, says the Balaam War, there are three distinct brachos for Birchas HaTorah. And the Ravid on the spot seemingly asks some bomb kashas. Very Ravid Alatar is very bothered by this Balaam War. He asks a bunch of questions. Anyone see the Ravid on the spot? So we're going to skip the first question. The first one is about whether the three brachos or two brachos. Starting with the second bracha is the Ode. Nadav, you have it? Take your time. See, so, Va'od Atu. It's like a very powerful line of the Ravid.
Va'od
Atu. Yeah, you got it? So, here, read that with Augusta. Atu kol inyan Torah lav inyan echadu? What's this idea of needing a separate bracha for Torah, Mishnah, and Medrash? Atu kol Torah lav inyan echadu? Is it not all one Torah? And we're going to see from the Hemshech right now, the Ravid seems to be adopting a Birchas HaMitzvah approach. So therefore, this question seems to be like, is it all not one mitzvah of Limud HaTorah? It's all one mitzvah, Limud HaTorah. So one mitzvah, Limud HaTorah should require one Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas HaTorah. From the continuation, we see right now, from the Hemshech. So in his third kasha, it's going to become clear that he seems to be adopting a Birchas HaMitzvah approach, and that sheds light on the first question. I'm 100% beyond it. You see the next line, Va'od? Yeah.
Oh,
it's a little hard to use the first time reading it. Va'od, imtsarach bracha l'chol echad ke'in shalosh mitzvos. So again, this is where it's clear. He's taking very much a Birchas HaMitzvah approach. He's saying, okay, so let's say naniach, there are three different mitzvos. You know, I'll take your assumption. Three different mitzvos for the limud of Torah, limud of Mishnah, limud of Medrash. So if it's really true, if it's really true, so then you should recite bracha number one, then do mitzvah number one. Then recite bracha number two, and then do mitzvah number two so first you'd have bracha number one, then limud mikra, then bracha number two, then limud mishnah, and then bracha number three, limud medrash. Right? So if you're really right, there are three different mitzvahs, then yivarech biyikra. After each bracha, you should then read, you should then learn the corresponding mitzvah. This is v'heichan matzinu kolol lebrachos bishvil mitzvahs harbe. This is when do you see that you have a group of three different birchos ha-mitzvahs for three different mitzvahs? And then he goes on to reject, and he goes on to give his own hesber. So the Ravid's kashas are all predicated on the assumption that there's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore question number one is, there are three different mitzvos for Limud of Torah, Limud of Mishnah, and Limud of Medrash, question number one. And question number two is, okay, let's accept, let's say you say Inechanami to question number one, yes, there are three different mitzvos. Three different mitzvos, then you should have each mitzvah, after each bracha, you should have to perform your mitzvah. Where do you find to do three Birchas HaMitzvah consecutively, and then perform your three mitzvos afterwards? Those are the kashas of the Ravid. But as you can tell, the way I'm setting it up, the Balaam War will presumably answer these questions by undermining the basic assumption of the Ravid. The Ravid's kashas all assume that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Balaam War will presumably argue, no, it's a Birchas HaShevach. Right? And if you understand that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, so then you can understand, and perhaps, each Chefetz Shel Torah requires its own Birchas HaShevach. Right, in line with like the Reb Chaim idea that the Chafetz Shel Torah requires a Birchas HaShevach, perhaps the Balaam War is a take on that. And these are three different Chafetz Shel Torah. Torah Shebichsav is a Chafetz Shel Torah. Mishnah is a Chafetz Shel Torah. And Medrash is a distinct Chafetz Shel Torah. So if you think that the Birchas Torah is a Birchas HaShevach for each Chafetz Shel Torah, so then the Balaam War can simply, we can understand the Balaam War. And then you can also answer the second question of the Ravid, because Meaning, once it's not saying it's three distinct mitzvahs, yeah, if it's three distinct mitzvahs, then you have to do bracha, mitzvah, bracha, mitzvah, bracha. But if it's all divrei shevach, so then, yeah, you can lump three different, you know, divrei shevach together, and then you'll just do the limud al atar to offer context, right, to the brachas. As we know, as right, when we're learning about the limud samach lebracha, right, there's much more leeway when in the context of birchas ha-shevach, you know, between, you know, doing the, let's say, the act, you know, which is the subject of the Birchas HaShevach, connected to the Birchas HaShevach itself. If you need to, it's just to offer context, but, you know, you have the three Birchas HaShevach, and then you'll learn the three different Chatzal Shel Torah to offer context for the Birchas HaShevach. So again, in line with the Rambam and the Rif, who perhaps are adopting, right, who see, right, in the Nusach of Al Divrei Torah is, you know, indicating Birchas HaShevach, the Baal HaMor is a second Makur, who basically sees in the fact that you're reciting three different brachos, and he explains it's Keneged, Torah, Mishnah, and Medrash, and according, in order to answer the Rivas questions, it, you know, it would be Mestaber of the Baal HaMor is adopting the Birchas HaShevach approach, whereby assuming that each distinct Chefzah Shel Torah requires its own Divrei Shevach. Okay, so that ad kan was the Birchas HaShevach approach. So again, within right, the first way to understand, just to summarize, first way to understand the multiple brachos is the multiple dinim approach. Obviously, if you multiple dinim, it's natural to have multiple brachos, each one to reflect a distinct din. Then within the Birchas HaShevach approach, we said also not so difficult because you just have multiple divrei shevach. And a Baal HaMor is the easiest. Like, yeah, you multiple divrei shevach for the three distinct chatzos shel the hardest approach to understand is within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach. Because as the Rav is really saying, as a lot of Rishonim formulate, is Heichan Matzinu, that you have multiple brachos for a single mitzvah. So the question within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach is, how will that whole entire approach of Birchas HaMitzvah understand why there are multiple brachos? We never find multiple Birchas HaMitzvah for a single mitzvah. So we're going to see two different answers to this question. The first one is in the Rishonim himself, in the Ravid, right? Right after the Ravid asks his questions on the Baal HaMor, and again, as it was clear from the Ravid that he's adopting the Birchas HaMitzvah approach to Birchas HaTorah, he then gives his own shot of why you have all three. And we're going to see it works out very, very well, l'shitaso, within the Birchas HaMitzvah. Nadav, would you mind? I'll see it right after the question. Avalo Amar Papa. In the Ravid? So what's the Rav's pshat? He says, "L'shitas, see that it's a brachas mitzvah. I can't justify that fundamentally you should have two or three brachos because brachas mitzvah only require one." So the Rav of l'shitas says, "It must be it's a suffix. We don't know which is the best one, so therefore we do all three." And the Rav in the Hemshech says, "Oh, isn't there a problem?" Bracha levatala. He says, no, because there's a tzad for each one, because like each one does, you know, bring something to the table that the other one doesn't, so there's a value to each one, so therefore it's not a problem of bracha levatala. So again, he's saying, fundamentally, because the birchas mitzvah, you should only require one, and we only require 2/3 because it's a suffik. Don't worry about bracha levatala, because each one has a tzad, bring something to the table, so it's not like you're just doing the same thing, you know, multiple times. You're coming at it from different angles, so therefore there's no problem of bracha levatala. So again, this would probably be a simple answer to the Birchas HaMitzvah approach to say that it's just b'toras suffik. Oh. So I like to suggest an alternative. It's a big bit of a chiddush, but I guess you'll let me know what you guys think. It's sort of a combination of like the Baal HaMor and the Rav we saw this morning, and that is Vals. Just like the Baal HaMor says, right, that each Chefzah Shel Torah requires its own Divrei Shevach, right? So perhaps, right, in light of the Rav, which we saw this morning, remember the Rav developed, right, in order to be Masvir, the Machlokas Amarayim, in terms of whether Berachos HaTorah is limited to Mikra, or whether it extends to Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rav pointed out that there's fundamentally different Maisa Mitzvah for the different types of limudim. Where the Rav points out, based on a number of mekoros which we saw this morning, that the ma'isa mitzvah of Torah, of limud Torah shebichsav, is a ma'isa kriya. Right? We saw all the evidence for that. Masha Inkein, says the Rav, the ma'isa mitzvah for limud Torah shebalpeh is since Torah Shebaal Peh itself is focused on Havana, so therefore the only way for you to make it into a Maisa Mitzvah, if you see the limud of Torah Shebaal Peh as the Tchila Lahara, of like the Lumod Amanas Lasos, and the idea being that the limud is like the Tchilas Maisa, right, is the beginning of the process which ends up concluding in the Maisa Mitzvah itself, the Lumod Amanas Lasos. So what comes out of the Rav is that, yes, well, there's only one mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, but there are two different Maisei Mitzvah associated with the Limud of different types of Torah. While the Maisei Mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav is a Maisei Kriya, the Maisei Mitzvah for Torah Shebaal Peh, we call it, is the Lumod Almanas Lasos, is the Lumod as the Tchilas Maisa leading up to the Lasos. So perhaps we can suggest that maybe you require, let's say, two brachos. Let's go within the Rashi camp. Perhaps you need two distinct birchas haTorah, both of them birchos haMitzvah, for the two different types of Maisei Mitzvah. So although, yes, there's only one mitzvah of Talmud Torah, perhaps you need a distinct bracha for each respective Maisei Mitzvah. So again, parallel to the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor, again, was working within the Shevach approach and says, oh, you need one for Torah, right? One for Mikra, one for Mishnah, one for Medrash. So we're saying, similar to that, perhaps you need a separate Birchas HaTorah, Midin Birchas HaMitzvah for the Maisa Limud of Torah Shebichsav, separate from a second Birchas HaTorah, Midin Birchas HaMitzvah for the distinct Maisa Mitzvah of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Lumod Almanas Lasos idea. Again, so it's a chiddush that you have, different brachos for distinct Maisei Mitzvah within one mitzvah, but that'd be perhaps another, instead of just saying that the Torah self is like the Ravid, say no, fundamentally, we want to have two, because perhaps, like in light of the Rav, because they're two distinct Maisei Mitzvah. That's all the Torah's Afshir, which is a suggestion that I had. Okay, and just to address, remember the Ravid's second kasha is like, right, remember the Ravid says, oh, assuming there's a Birchas HaMitzvah, he says, what do you mean? You should have bracha, then limud, bracha, then limud. But again, that kasha of the, and you can say, oh, why don't you ask that, on this chat also. But that was the Ravid within the assumption that there's two distinct mitzvahs. There are two distinct mitzvahs, so then yeah, the bracha on mitzvah A, you need to do bracha on mitzvah A, and then do mitzvah A, then bracha on mitzvah B, and then do mitzvah B. But according to this Mahalach, it's all one mitzvah of limud HaTorah, right? It's just focused on two different Maisei Mitzvah, so perhaps because it's still one mitzvah and it's just two different Maisei Mitzvah, perhaps you can do the two brachos back to back, and then do the two limudim back to back as well.
Okay.
That's a suggestion. So Ankan was our discussion of the Nusach HaBracha for Birchas HaTorah proper, right? The brachos that are found in the Gemara. But we know from earlier part of the Gemara that there is another type of Birchas HaTorah. Besides for these 2/3 brachos, what's the other form of Birchas HaTorah? No. Yes, in a certain way, you're right. But what am I referring to? Avarabba. That's what I mean. You're right, but Avarabba. So if you go back to the beginning of the first Memra in the Gemara, back to the statement of Amri Yehuda Meshmuel, right? Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel makes it very clear that Avarabba is Yotzei, right, Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, right, the lashon was mishikara kriyas shema. If you didn't recite Birchas HaTorah before kriyas shema, and therefore it's clear you recited Avarabba, ein tzarach levarach. Right, you don't need to repeat. You don't need to recite Birchas HaTorah shekvar niftar be'avarabba, because you're already yotze through Avarabba. So I'd like to just discuss now. So how does Avarabba function as a Birchas HaTorah, like, replacement? How is it Yotze? Why is it that after you recite Birchas HaTorah, after you recite Avarabba, that you no longer need to recite Birchas HaTorah? So we're going to see, two general approaches here. And again, within one of the approaches, a couple of different versions. Kitarkei. So the first approach is going to be that Avarabba is a full Birchas HaTorah replacement. Just for the contrast, because you probably know what I mean by that. In contrast, you'll see the second approach, which says that, no, Avarabba fulfills the matir of Birchas HaTorah, but doesn't fulfill the positive aspect of Birchas Torah. That's approach number two. We'll get to it. But again, according to approach number one, no, Ava Rabba is a full-fledged replacement of Birchas Torah, and therefore it doesn't like, you know, only cover, you know, one of the two dinim. It covers the full package of Ava Rabba is a complete Birchas Torah replacement. Again, so within approach number one, that Ava Rabba is a full-fledged Birchas Torah replacement, there are different versions in terms of in what sense is it a replacement? Is it a replacement of the Shevach, or is it a replacement of the Birchas HaMitzvah? So let's focus on approach 1A. So approach 1A, that Ava Rabba functions as a Birchas Torah replacement by replacing the Divrei Shevach. So we're going to find this in a number of Rishonim. So again, approach 1A is that it's a replacement by replacing the Divrei Shevach, right? The Birchas Torah has certain Divrei Shevach for the Torah. And according to this first approach, the reason why Ava Rabba, you know, is a replacement for Birchas Torah is because it contains some of those Divrei Shevach. So once you offer the Divrei Shevach as part of Ava Rabba, you no longer need to offer Divrei Shevach as part of Birchas Torah proper. So the Shonu seem to adopt this. Number one is Rashi. If we look at Rashi, Dira Masel Shekfar Niftar, Emmanuel, would you mind reading for us? We see Rashi here seems to point in the direction of, look, the themes of, right, the Shevach themes of Ava Rabba are going to suffice. See Shekfar Niftar by Ava Rabba. Right. So again, it's not explicit, but the pashtus of Rashi here, that Rashi say, why do you need to recite a Birchas Torah if you already covered these Divrei Shevach in Ava Rabba? And he already quotes the Nusach HaBracha to try to zero in on these Bircha, on these Divrei Shevach which are contained within Ava Rabba. So again, the implication of Rashi, there's no reference to Ava Rabba being like a Birchas HaMitzvah, and right? It's just a no. It has the Divrei Shevach. So once you're ready, you're yotzei the Divrei Shevach. Why do you need to repeat it with the Birchas HaTorah proper? So again, so the first Rishon seems to say this is Rashi on Yud Aleph and Beis. The next Rishon seems to say this is the Meiri, right? The Meiri, which I actually saw the other day. In terms of like being Mepharic, Ola Torah, you know, that Miri. So that same Miri in Yud Aleph on Beis, Dira Masel Echad al Kori, has a very similar line to Rashi. It's basically the same idea. I'll just read it right now. Again, it seems to say, oh, the reason why Ava Rabba is Motzi, a person, is because Ava Rabba contains the Divrei Shevach. So that's a right, quote from the Miri. Shekvar Nifter Ba'avas Olam. Okay, same idea. Shebirchas HaTorahi. Shari Omar Bavin Vitain Bilibenu Lahavin Lahaskil. Again, like Rashi, invoking the Lashon of Ava Rabba's Avas Olam and focusing on the Divrei Shevach Shebo as saying, oh, that's why you're Yotze. So again, this seems to be approach 1A, that Ava Rabba serves as a Birchas HaTorah replacement because it contains the Divrei Shevach. Fine. Approach 1B is going to say that Birchas HaTorah, that the Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaTorah replacement. But not because it has the Divrei Shevach themes, but rather because Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah. What would it be a Birchas HaMitzvah for?
Krishma.
So it says the following Makoros, that because Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Krishma, and Krishma itself is Talmud Torah, so therefore Ava Rabba is also a Birchas HaMitzvah for Talmud Torah. So we're going to present a number of Makoros, three or four to be exact, who seem to assume that Ava Rabba works. Ava Rabba is a replacement for Birchas Torah because of its capacity to serve as a Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema. The first Makor for this is not explicit, but seems to be pretty implicit, is an alternative Girsa in the Yerushalmi. Actually, if you guys recall, right, the Rashba we said this morning, basically quoting alternative, right, the classical Girsa in the Yerushalmi in terms of Limud Samach Lebracha is the Hushashana al Ha'atar. Anybody remember the alternative Girsa? Not the Hushashakara al Ha'atar. So right, there's an alternative Girsa quoted by the Ravid in the Rashba. Right, this is the Rashba in Yud Aleph Amud Beis quotes a Ravid who has this alternative Girsa in the Yerushalmi that says that Ava Rabba is only going to work as a Birchas HaTorah if Hushakara Alatar. So what is Kara referring to? What is Kara referring to? Kriyat Shema. Right? And the idea is, the only time Ava Rava is going to be a Birchas Torah replacement is if the Kriya Shema was samuch to the Avas, to the Ava Rava. If you think about it for a second, let's work it out. If Ava Rava, right, worked as a Birchas Torah, because of the Divrei Shavach, so then it wouldn't matter whether you read Kriya Shema right after Ava Rava, because the whole point is that Ava Rava has the themes of Birchas Torah. Who cares about the Kriya Shema point? But if you think that no, Ava Rava, right, is a Birchas, right, sorry, if Ava Rava basically functions as a Birchas Torah replacement because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema, so then perhaps the only time that, you know, the Ava Rava will be a Birchas Torah is if it functions as a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema. So therefore it's saying it's a Tanai that Hushakara Alatar, the only time the Ava Rava is going to be a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, if there's no hafsik between the Birchas HaMitzvah of Ava Rava and the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So again, by focusing on saying that, oh, Ava Rava is only going to be a Birchas Torah replacement, if there's no hefsek between it and Kriya Shema, sound, right, the implication is that Ava Rava is functioning as a Birchas Torah replacement between its capacity to be a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. So that alternative Girsa in the Yerushalmi seems to be the first Makor for this idea that it's a replacement as being a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. That's number one. Second Makor is the Ramban at the beginning of Brachos. I reference this in the context of quoting Rav Shechter in Tosos, if you recall. Basically, the Ramban in Chidushim, again, different Chidushim, some editions quoted on Daf Beis, some quoted, it depends on different years or not. And Bar Ilan, it quotes on Yidal on the Beis. He invokes this Gemara.
He talks about it in this Gemara.
Oh, so the Ramban, again, the first Ramban on Maseches Brachos, basically points out, it's fascinating, he says that everyone knows that Ava Rava is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema. And therefore he says, he's like, I was always bothered when I was a little kid, you know, he's like, why do people say Kel Melech Ne'aman between Ava Rava and Kriya Shema? Isn't that a hefsek? He says, how can it be mafsik if Ava Rava is really a Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, you can't be mafsik in between. So he ends up saying it's a bad minuk, right? Fine. So after saying this idea that the Ava Rava is a Birchas Kriya Shema, I held that we all had said kashas when we were children, right? Right, he says kasha bialdusai. Do I have a lashon here? I skipped it over. Okay, but he says it, right? So he says explicitly that Ava Rava is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, and therefore he says, oh, you can't have hefsek in between. And he says, and that's the pshat, right? Because Ava Rava is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, he says, that's pshat in Ava Rava replacing Birchas HaTorah. He says, V'zesha amarnu b'hishkim achar shakara. In Tzarech Levarach Shekvar Niftar Ba'Ava Rabba, he says, that's the pshat in why our Gemara says that if you recite Ava Rabba already, that is a Birchas Torah replacement because Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. So the Ramban clearly adopts this approach that the reason why Ava Rabba is a Birchas Torah replacement is because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. Point out a couple of shirim, now we can appreciate it more. What's fascinating, if you put this, and this is Meir Finkelstein's Ara, if you put this Ramban together with the other Ramban, it becomes fascinating, because the other Ramban in Shichas HaEzin, in Sefer HaMitzvos, is very clear that Birchas HaTorah, in Birchas HaTorah proper, is Midin of Birchas HaShevach. See, this fascinating phenomenon that the primary bracha of Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, but yet the replacement is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So it's like a fascinating phenomenon. Generally, if you have a primary and then a replacement, the replacement has to be the same sug as the primary, because otherwise, how is it a replacement? So here you have, if you put these two Rambans together, assuming consistency, because there's no reason not to, and the Ramban generally is very consistent in all his works. I've heard that from people who can say that. I can't say that. In contrast to like the Ramban, who wrote different works in different places, and there are clear series between them, the Ramban's Allah Torah, all different places, is very, very consistent throughout. Many times using very, like, you know, basically verbatim, almost using the same languages. So he's very, very consistent throughout. So assuming consistency within the Rambans, right, the fascinating phenomenon that the primary Birchas HaTorah proper is Midin Birchas HaShevach, but yet the replacement of Va'ava Rabba is Midin Birchas HaMitzvah. Just like a fascinating, construct. It'd be interesting to find other places. Couldn't think of any offhand, but you have like a replacement working completely different path. That's just fascinating. And the last group of Rishonim within this approach are the Ra'ah and the Ritzvah. Right, the Ra'ah and the Ritzvah on Alatar on Yud Aleph and Beis basically clearly say that Ava Rabba works as a Birchas Torah replacement because they are Birchas HaMitzvos for Kriyat Shema, and Kriyat Shema itself is Bechlal Torah. So again, so you have an alternative Girsa in the Yerushalmi, you have this Ramban in the beginning of first piece in Brachos, and you have this Ra'ah and the Ritzvah Alatar, again, all taking this idea that, Ava Rabba works midin birchas hamitzvah, right? In contrast to the Meirid and the Rashi, who are saying it works midin birchas hashevach. But again, that's all within the first approach. All works within the first approach that Ava Rabba is a full replacement. Oh. Now that brings us to the second approach, which is the Rav has a very interesting diuk in the Rambam. Rav points out if you look at the Rambam's presentation of birchas haTorah, the Rambam never explicitly states that Ava Rabba could be Yotze Birchas HaTorah. He never says it straight out. He only says it by implication. In Halacha Yud, very important, in the context of the Matir. Right, in the context of the Matir, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Hamashkim Likro B'Torah Kodem Sheyikra Kriya Shema. He says, if you get up to learn before reciting Birchas Kriya Shema, then you need to recite, Birchas HaTorah. But the Rambam never then says, by the way, if you recited Ava Rabba, you're Yotze. So the Rambam is bothered by, why does the Rambam never come out and say, by the way, you have the ideal, or let's say primary path of Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah proper, and then there's a secondary path of Ava Rabba. He only mentions it even agav through a diuk that, Birchas HaTorah is when you do it before Birchas Kriya Shema. So the Rav points out that the Rambam here is L'shitasa. Right, the Rambam, as we developed in previous shiurim, holds there are two different dinim to Birchas HaTorah. There's a matir aspect, which is the context of Halacha Yud, and then there's the positive value aspect in Halacha Yud Aleph, which the Rav says midin Birchas HaMitzvah. We suggested it was midin Birchas HaShevach. Either way, but what the Rav is saying here is that Ava Rabba isn't a full Birchas HaTorah replacement; it only serves as the matir. It doesn't fulfill the positive element, whether that positive element is a Birchas HaMitzvah, right, between Birchas Kriya Shema, Birchas HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema, and it's not a fulfillment of the positive Divrei Shevach along the lines of Rashi and the Meiri. So it says the Rav B'Shem the Rambam, that the Rambam, through his presentation, is indicating that he thinks that the Ava Rabba is only a matir, but doesn't fulfill the positive value of Birchas HaTorah, whether that be a Birchas HaShevach or whether it be a Birchas HaMitzvah. So that presents a slightly different, approach. We call approach number two to Ava Rabba not being a full-fledged Birchas HaTorah replacement, but only being, a partial replacement, only doing the matir. We can kind of want to stop here. There's like one last piece, but I'm fine to a couple more minutes. This is the little different hashkafa here, just to really finish off. So the last inyan, which I think is related to all this, are the famous Gemaras, which say that one of the reasons for the Churban Beis HaMikdash is what? Shalaberchu b'Torah t'chila. It says because they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. Right? Two Gemaras, and a Gemara Nedarim, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and a similar Gemara in Bamitzia, Hey, Amud Aleph to Amud Beis. And the obvious question here is, wait a second, because they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, that's a reason for the Churban. And there are other Onshin there for children, Tamid Necham, going off the Derech, like Shalom Birchas HaTorah. Meaning, they were learning Torah, but because they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, that's the reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash from these terrible Onshin. What's going on here? So again, a very well-known Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Ran and the Nedarim there, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah and says, what's this idea of Shol Berach B'Torah Tchila? What is that a siman for? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's a siman that they didn't learn Torah Lishma. It says, if they would have learned Torah Lishma, then they would have recited a Berachas Torah. The fact that they didn't recite a Berachas Torah, that's a siman that they didn't learn Torah Lishma. Adkan Divrei Rabbeinu Yonah. But the question is, number of questions. Number one, what's the connection between Torah Lishma and Birchas Torah? Like, what? It's like a formula. According to Rabbeinu, he doesn't really explain the connection. Because they didn't recite Birchas Torah, that's a simon that they didn't learn Torah Lishma. What's the yachas? What's the relationship? What's the connection between these two factors? And then the other question is, how does this all connect to the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So we'll present two explanations. So one famous explanation, again, is presented both by the Chassam Sofer in Nedarim, and more famous because the Beis Halevi in Shmos. So again, the Chassam Sofer is in Nedarim, on the spot there, in Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, Dibra Maslo Shel Berchu B'Torah, fittingly. And then the Beis Halevi Ala Torah, this is probably more famous, is Shmos Perek Chaf Dalet, I believe it's Parshas Mishpatim or Parshas Yishua. Shmos Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, Dibra Hamaschel Vihine Binadar. Again, invoking the Gemara. So they both have a very famous Mahalach, and it basically says as follows. They say, there's a klal by Birchos HaMitzvos generally. You see, he's adopting a Birchos HaMitzvah approach. That's why it connects to everything. They say, there's a klal in Menachos, Tav Mem Beis Amad Beis, which say that you only recite Birchos HaMitzvos on Gemar Mitzvasa. Only on a Maisa Mitzvah, which is considered the Gemar Mitzvah. La'afuke, a Hechsher Mitzvah. So the klal is, you do not recite Birchos HaMitzvos on Hechsheri Mitzvah. So say the Chassam Sofer from the Beis HaLevi, the fact that they didn't, that the Klal Yisrael didn't recite a Birchos HaTorah before learning, shows that they viewed Talmud Torah merely as a Hechsher. It was only a hechsher, it was only a conduit, it was only a medium to be able to know how to do mitzvos. But they didn't see any independent value in Talmud Torah in of itself. And therefore, because they didn't see any value, they just saw it as a hechatimtza to know what the halacha was. Therefore, they said, why recite a birchas hamitzvah if this is only a hechsher mitzvah? So again, there in my halakha, because I'm so from the Beis HaLevi, is that right, the problem with Klal Yisrael is they didn't understand the chashivas of Talmud Torah of Lishma. Again, it all goes back to Rabbeinu Yonah. They don't understand that there's an independent value of Talmud Torah Lishma, of learning for itself, and therefore they only viewed it as a Hechsher Mitzvah, and therefore they said, oh, why does it deserve a Birchas HaMitzvah? For the broader purposes, clearly they're adopting a Birchas HaMitzvah approach. They're obviously assuming that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore the Birchas HaTorah is not required on a Hechsher Mitzvah. Fine. But again, okay. That's one malach. I'd like to present a different malach. I referenced this, really quickly in one of the earlier shirim. Again, something I'm not going to have time to develop, but I like to suggest that if you look closely, if you put a lot of what we're learning together and look at the Nusach HaBracha, and I think an overarching theme of Birchas HaTorah, and if you look at a lot of the Dukim in the Nusach HaBracha itself, is that what the Shevach of what Birchas HaTorah is focusing on is that Talmud Torah is our way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to develop a relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As we referenced earlier, like Shem Hashem, if you want to develop relationships, you get to know them better. So how do we get to know a Kadosh Baruch Hu? God, Hashem, gave us the Torah. It says, this is the way you get to know me. We referenced the Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos, Aleph, along these lines, that basically Yediyas Hashem comes through Limud HaTorah, and that's our way for us to develop a relationship with Hashem. So again, if you understand that Birchas HaTorah is all about our way to develop a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the fact that Klal Yisrael didn't recite a Birchas HaTorah showed that they were not interested in that relationship. They were not interested in learning Torah L'shem Yediyas Hashem, L'shem developing that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, I think with this, we can understand the connection to the Churban. Because what are the Batei Mikdash? What are they all about? What are the Mishkan and the Batei Mikdash all about? It's all about Hashras HaShechina to facilitate our developing a relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But once Klal Yisrael, and they indicated they didn't have an interest in, you know, in developing a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah. They didn't see Talmud Torah as a means of developing their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? They showed a lack of interest in developing their relationship. So Mamela, yeah, they deserve the Churban. Because once we're not interested in that relationship, why do we deserve the Batei Mikdash, which is all about granting us that opportunity to develop that relationship? So again, I think a lot of the details of Berachas HaTorah, if we put it all together, I think, again, highlight this idea that Berachas HaTorah is about relationship, and can I just do a couple of things really, quickly. If you go through the different, approaches to what Berachas HaTorah is about, I think each one, connects to this idea that Torah is all about relationship. Berachas HaShavach. Number one, one of the themes of the Berachas HaShavach, look at the Nusa, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaMim, is all about praising the fact that Hashem chose us. It's all about, He chose us to have that relationship. So the Berachas HaShavach component of Berachas HaTorah, again, is focusing on the fact that of our relationship. Within the Berachas HaMitzvah approach, especially if you take the idea that Berachas HaMitzvah is all about a matir, we point out, what's the idea of Berachas HaMitzvah being a matir? It's because you can't engage in a relationship with Hashem without asking first. So again, reciting Berachas HaTorah as a Berachas HaMitzvah is all about understanding this is all our opportunity to develop a relationship with you. And because it's all about a relationship, you have to recite a Berachas HaMitzvah. You have to recite Berachas HaTorah first because we understand that this is our ticket for developing a relationship. You can't just jump into a relationship with Hashem without first asking. And similarly, within the Berachas HaNenin approach to things, what's this idea of the enjoyment being part of the process? Because again, if it's just about an intellectual pursuit of gaining certain knowledge, who cares if you enjoy it? But if that attainment of knowledge is all about, it's all a way to develop a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then if you enjoy that process of learning the Torah, so that will contribute to that relationship that much further, right? If you spend time with someone and you enjoy the time you spend with them, so that enjoyment will contribute to that relationship. So again, whether you take the Berachas HaShavach approach, Berachas HaMitzvah approach, Berachas HaNenin, I think each one has a component which is focusing on this factor of relationship. Again, the one thing we're not going to be able to get to, if you look through the Nusach HaBracha, so much of the Yodei Shemecha, G'shem Hashem, so much of the Nusach HaBracha itself, again, has this focus that's all about, again, building relationship. With this, we can understand its connection to both Lima Shula Lishma. They didn't see it as an opportunity to develop a relationship, and again, connected to the reason for causing the Churban, because once we weren't interested in that relationship, we didn't deserve the Batei Mikdash, which again provided us that an opportunity for that relationship as well. Yashkoch and Siyamnu. Basically. Okay, Scott.